When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Friday, the 17th of May. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. Title sponsor, everything Zaslow Show 2.0. So glad to have them supporting us every single day. We pump out the show for all you guys. And if you're involved in any kind of an accident, I send you where you're going to get the compensation you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And of course, there's so much going on right now. You got the PGA Championship. You got crazy Scottie Scheffler story from this morning. Bet Online. That's your number one source for all your sports going on right now. Golf, NBA, NHL, MLB, all the latest stats, news, scores, available to follow all your favorites. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the BetOnline website today. Use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. So, want to make sure, because we're coming at you in the afternoon here, all right? You're listening in the future. I recorded this in the past, but I'm recording this right after I got done with Carlin versus Joe. Did the whole week with my guy, Chris. That's my new friend now, Chris Carlin. Did the whole week filling in for Joe Fortenball. Had a great time. So if you want to go back and listen to any past episodes of me and Chris Carlin, Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, wherever you get Zaslow Show 2.0, yeah, you can get the latest episode of Carlin versus Joe, or just go to the ESPN app and go to the podcast there and check out Carlin versus Joe. I would appreciate that. Get all my thoughts on everything going on from a national perspective. We did so much. We're going to focus. All right. So today's Friday. We're going to focus mainly on the Panthers. George Richards. Nobody covers the Panthers better than George Richards. George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com. He's going to join us as we're just a few hours away from puck drop, and that includes those piece of shit Bruin fans who pulled the fire alarm in the Panthers team hotel during nap time. That's right. Right around now, you know, three-ish, that's primo nap time schedule for the road team, and some piece of shit Bruin fan pulled the fire alarm. You know what? That's bad karma. I'm glad they did that. The Panthers will be fine. Pour down a couple of Cubanitos. They'll be just fine. They'll have the energy. Panthers, that's good karma. That's bad karma that the Bruin fan did that. I feel better. I feel better about the Panthers' chances now because the Bruin fan is pulling the bullshit like that. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now. He will join us. We'll get into everything coming up tonight, including lineup change for the Panthers. Lomberg's in. Nick Cousins is in. They're on that fourth line next to Kevin Stenlin. Oposo out. And who else is it? And Stephen Lawrence are out. I like the additions. High energy guys. They toe the line on clean and dirty. They can mix it up. Guys who are not afraid to fight. So Nick Cousins, Ryan Lomberg, and look, Brad Marchand, he's in, all right? He's technically a game-time decision. He's playing. We're going to go through all of that with George Richards coming up. But it's Friday, so you know we're going to do big game, not a big game. So we got great stuff planned for the show today. I'm so glad to have you guys aboard. Like I said, it's the afternoon. I don't think there's anything really worth talking about at this point. We're so far removed from last night's action. Excuse me. With the Nuggets. You know what? The Wolves. If you had the Nuggets plus 44, you were a loser last night. The Nuggets wasted everyone's time. They didn't even show up. That game was disgusting. It was a blowout from the get-go. I mean, Nuggets were up 9-2. And from that point on, blowout. I turned that shit off at halftime. I'm devoting my full attention. Hurricanes, Rangers. Holy shit. Chris Kreider. Natural hat trick in the third period. Becomes just the third Ranger ever to get a hat trick in one period of a playoff game. I mean, couple nobodies he joins on that list. Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier. So if the Panthers win tonight, Panthers, Rangers. That's your Eastern Conference Finals. The Rangers are waiting. The game one and two would be Rangers President's Trophy winner. They have home ice advantage no matter who they face, if it's the Panthers or the Bruins. So, and Panthers will only face the Rangers one time in their history, 1997. And I forget which game it was, but it was one of those games that Gretzky had the natural hat trick in that one period. It was against the Panthers back in 1997. Panthers lost that series in five games. So Rangers are sitting and waiting. Incredible finish of that game last night. The hockey tonight. Well, you know what? Let's just do it already. I mean, what are we waiting for here? There's so much happening. You're saying to yourself, Zaslow, I know we're only 5 minutes into the show today, but it's Friday. It's Friday afternoon. I can't do this any longer. I need you to tell me, is it a big game or is it not a big game? Big game or not a big game? Let's get to it. All right, everybody calm down. Tonight, 7 p.m., TNT. The Florida Panthers at the Boston Bruins. Game six. The Panthers have won five in a row in that building. That's right. They've won five consecutive games in the playoffs at TD Garden. The Panthers own that building. I joked about it the other day that maybe it'll be okay if the Panthers lose game five, closeout game at home. If they can, it would be worth it to go back up to Boston. That crowd's going to be on fire tonight. Brad Marchand's going to make his way onto the ice. Everyone's going to go crazy because they're going to see their captain is back. And I can't wait to hear how loud it is, how excited they are, how nasty that crowd is, and then to watch them head for the exits as the Panthers end their season again for the second consecutive year in that building that we own. I can't wait for it. It'll all make the loss in Game 5 totally worth it. Panthers at Bruins, Game 6. That's a big game. No, it. Big game or not a big game. Tonight, 8:30, ESPN. New York Knicks at Indiana Pacers, Game 6. Now, the home team has won every game this series, all right? The Knicks are coming off a monster performance from Jalen Brunson, blowing out the Pacers in Game 5. But Indiana has won 10 consecutive games. dating back to the end of the regular season, have won 10 consecutive games in that building. This series feels to me like a home team series where the home team wins every game. I think we're headed for a game 7 at Madison Square Garden, which would be a madhouse on Sunday. Knicks at Pacers, game 6 tonight. That's a big game. Big game or not a big game? Tonight, 10 p.m. TNT. The Dallas Stars at the Colorado Avalanche. Game 6. The Avalanche, another home team, trying to stay alive. They forced the Game 6 with their Game 5 win at Dallas. Matter of fact, when the Avalanche took the lead in the third period, it was the first lead of the series for the Avalanche. How's that possible, Zaslow? We're going into Game 6. The Avalanche have only had the lead one time. That's right, because when they won Game 1, they won it in overtime, and it was their first and only lead of that game. Game was over when they took the lead. So when they took the lead in Game 5 in the third period, that was the first period, first time they've had the lead all series, and we're going into Game 6. That series is crazy. Stars at Avalanche. Wyatt Johnson, new star for Dallas. Game 6 tonight. Avalanche trying to stay alive. That's a big game. All right, everybody calm down. Saturday, 7:30. Apple Plus. DC United at Inter Miami. Now, Messi missed the last game a couple nights ago. It was a 0-0 draw for Inter Miami. He's expected back in the lineup. Don't you worry about my tickets. I sold those weeks ago. I made a pretty penny. That's right. So don't you worry your pretty little face about that. DC United at Inter Miami Saturday night. Not a big game. There's too much going on. If I'm willing to sell my tickets, how could it be a big game? We don't even know for sure if Messi's playing or not. Not a big game. Gotta go, not a big game. All right. Saturday, 8 p.m. ESPN. Vancouver Canucks at the Edmonton Oilers. Game 6. The Oilers last night, they took a 3-2 series lead over the Vancouver Canucks. Connor McDavid, of course. Dreisaitl. I mean, the Stanley Cup playoffs have been insane this season, especially the second round. First round was pretty good. Second round has been amazing. And excuse me, I think I misspoke. Vancouver took the lead last night, a 3-2 victory, and Vancouver now leads the series 3-2. So Dreisaitl, Connor McDavid, they're going to try and stay alive tomorrow in Edmonton. So, Canucks at Oilers, Game 6. That's a big game. Don't. I mean, you got a team that's trying to stay alive in Canada. How could that not be a big game? All right, everybody calm down. Saturday, 8 p.m., ABC, Oklahoma City Thunder at the Dallas Mavericks. Game 6. If you know what's going to happen next in this series, you're a liar. Nobody knows what's going to happen in this series. I mean, you got the road team wins Game 2. The road team wins Game 4. The road team wins Game 5. The Mavericks went into OKC in Game 5 and won by double digits. Is Dallas going to finish it out in Game 6 tomorrow night? I think so, but I don't know. I feel like I don't know anything about the NBA based on what's happened in the Western Conference Series. Thunder at Mavericks, Game 6. That's a big game. All right, I got one more for you, one more. Sunday. Time is to be determined because we don't know the outcome of Knicks and Pacers. Wolves at Nuggets, Game 7. We know it's Sunday. We only had one Game 7 in the first round. So now we're guaranteed at least another Game 7 here with Wolves and Nuggets. Let's be honest here. This series has been a dud. Game 1 was close. Games 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, awful. I think it was Game 3 that was an 8-point finish. It was not close. The Wolves put makeup on a pig to make the score look a little bit better in the fourth quarter. We've had 5 straight blowouts in this series. I mean, it's been a shocker what's happened this series, but the games have been awful. Can we get a good game? Wolves at Nuggets. Game 7? That's a big game. It's Game 7. Of course it's a big game. What are we talking about here? And that right there is another edition of Big Game or Not a Big Game. Yes. You know what's always big? Whenever you get the great deals on a new car. If you're thinking about getting a new car, you know I send you to the only car dealership I personally endorse. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. And right now, you got the Memorial Day sales event going on at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. And right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payment for 3 months, make zero security deposit, plus 0% APR financing on select new Subarus, and 0% APR on up to 72 months on the Subaru Outback. That's right. Real easy to find North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. You go to Cypress Creek Road. That's the exit on I-95. It's on North Andrews Avenue. So easy to see from the highway. You can't miss it. Go to nflsubaru.com right now for full details. nflsubaru.com. Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event going on all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All Guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. Go pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. That's how you're going to enjoy the game tonight. You know that's how we're going to do it here in the Zaslow Mansion. Always drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now. Nobody covers the Panthers better than George does. George, I'm very nervous about tonight. It's a lot of fun, though. The Panthers, still a great opportunity. Look, they're up 3-2. However you got here, you got a chance to close out this series tonight. I'm very excited. They're in a good spot, right?
You sound excited. You sound nervous. Dude, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. 7 o'clock kickoff. We're going to be all right. We're going to walk you through it. Panthers got the 3-2 lead. Yeah, listen, I mean, this is turned into a series now, right? The Panthers had the opportunity to knock these guys out Tuesday night in Game 5, did not do so. So they have to go back to Boston. They seem to be okay with it. The fire alarms are going off at their hotel for their afternoon.
I saw.
Hey, at least it didn't happen last night at 3 in the morning. Hey, you know what? They got equipment guys there that make really good Cuban coffee. They'll be fine. Don't worry about them. They'll be okay.
George, what happened in the first period of Game 5? You know, we were 5 minutes into the game. I turned to my son. I go, we're sleepwalking here.
Yeah.
Like, what happened the start of Game 5?
Well, I don't know that the Panthers were necessarily sleepwalking, but Boston brought all brought every bit of desperation, and they should have. I mean, the Bruins were down 3-1. They're playing for their season. You expect the same out of Boston tonight. You know, as we've talked about in the past, you can't fake desperation. The Panthers were not desperate. Boston was, and you saw it. And perhaps, you know, losing and having to go back to Boston, you know, was a little kick in the pants for the Panthers. And the difference in that game, really, it wasn't the first period because it was only 1-0. Florida was being outshot 12-4, I think, something like that. But the Panthers had the two scoring chances in that game, the true scoring chances. That was all Jeremy Swayman. The Panthers got goalied in game 5. The Panthers got to find a way to beat that goalie in Boston. They've beaten him before. They've lit him up for 6 goals in each of the 2 games, games 2 and 3. So they'll be okay. But yes, I mean, they need to come out with a better start, and we expect them to do so tonight.
Now, Marchand is a game time decision. He's playing tonight, right? Like, that's what that means, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They had him out there working with the top power play unit and all that stuff. If he wasn't playing or if they thought he wasn't playing, they'd have a placeholder in there because you want to get that stuff right as you're working through it in practice. You don't – if a guy's not playing, he's not going to be there. He was there. He's going to play. And his mom's, you know, got caught at the team shop, you know, by, I don't know, Channel 11, Boston, I don't know. And she says that he's going to play. So if mom says it, I'm going with it.
Cousins and Lomberg are back in the series. Lomberg will make his series debut. So you got Cousins and Lomberg on that fourth line next to Kevin Stenlin. What do you make of the timing there? How much of a difference does that make tonight?
Listen, I think Paul Maurice has wanted to get those guys back into this lineup, you know, as soon as he could. But just the way that fourth line had been playing with Stephen Lawrence, Kyle Oposo, they've been playing terrific. That fourth line was playing terrific, but I didn't really notice them a whole lot in game 5. And I think this is the opportunity for Paul Maurice to, excuse me, a little head cold here. This is the opportunity for Paul Maurice to get those guys back in. He said, hey, he hated taking Nick Cousins out of the lineup when Sam Bennett came back, but somebody had to come out. And Cousins is probably the most popular guy on that team. Probably a close second to Ryan Lomberg. So, you know, getting both of those guys is a big lift emotionally, and they're going to bring a lot of speed. They're going to have the legs, and it'll be a different look for the Florida fourth line tonight. No doubt about that.
And those are guys who mix it up. So, like, they're ripe for a series like this.
Yeah, if Brad Marchand wants to go at Sam Bennett or something, you know, that'll probably be Ryan Lomberg jumping in. Who knows? I mean, but listen, both teams need to win. So, I mean, a lot of the goofy stuff that we saw earlier in this series disappeared in game 5. That's the other thing that Boston did. They concentrated on winning the game. Enough of the nonsense. They played a serious game, and you saw what happened. If this thing is a four-goal game or something, maybe it gets out of hand again. But I expect both teams, at least as long as it's close, it's going to be close.
I thought that was the major difference in game 5, because what I was seeing games 3 and 4, the Bruins were a team, all they cared about was revenge, fighting the Panthers, hitting the Panthers, while the Panthers in those games look like a team who only cares about winning the Stanley Cup. And in game 5, the Bruins look like a team that was out there trying to win a hockey game.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we saw that last year when the Boston Bruins and Florida Panthers played in the first round. The first 3-4 games, it was nothing but hits and fights and da-da-da-da-da. 5, 6, and 7 were very good hockey games, very close hockey games, and a lot of the nonsense disappeared in those 3 games as both teams were trying – Boston to knock the Panthers out, Florida to stay alive, and eventually in game 7 to move on.
What do you make of Tkachuk's performance so far this series? Do we need more from him?
Yeah, I think so. I think you need more from that third line. I think you've seen Sam Bennett was obviously the hero of game 4 or whatever game it was. Game 4 after the Marchand hit. You could use a lot more from that line, but you know, they're doing a lot of good things. I didn't like that line in game 5. I just didn't think that they had it going on, but I'm sure that, listen, the Panthers go through that video with the fine tooth comb, and they all watch it in meetings. So this is no secret to them. Those guys saw it 18 different directions how they played in game five. I think you'll see a different second line from Florida tonight as far as the way that they play.
Hey, we'll get right back to the conversation, but first I gotta let you guys know, you know, one of our great sponsors here is out there trying to help get you a new home. That's right, if you're thinking about getting a new home in any part of beautiful South Florida, I'm sending you to Signature Real Estate Finder. That's right, Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker. Signature Real Estate Finder, realestatefinder.com. if you're thinking about getting a new home, that should be an enjoyable experience. You shouldn't have anxiety over it. And the reason that you're going to be able to find the best home at the best price in the best neighborhoods, finding you exactly what you want, is if you get someone with over a decade of experience. Matthew H. Mashler specializes in luxury homes. He is a certified luxury home marketing specialist. realestatefinder.com. You can contact Matthew H. Mashler at 561-208-3334. That's 561-208-3334. Maybe you're just trying to sell one of your properties right now. The best way to sell it at the best price, get it off the market right quick. Matthew H. Mashler, realestatefinder.com. Maybe you're already in the business. Are you ready to take your real estate career to the next level? You can join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate Companies are South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in all of Florida, and with offices all throughout the state, including Delray Beach, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, Palm Beach, Orlando, a whole lot more. The Signature team is where you want to be. So whether you're looking to buy your next dream home, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334. If you're looking to sell your current property, realestatefinder.com, or you're just looking to join the best in the business, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. How much of a difference does the home ice advantage make coming from the standpoint of last change?
Well, it does. And I think you see that, you know, a lot of times because, you know, you get the matchups. If you're the home team, you get the matchups that you want, you know, with that last change, as you talk about. But it hasn't mattered. You look around the NHL, the New York Rangers last night won in Carolina. The Florida Panthers have won the last five playoff games in Boston. The Panthers took a 2-0 lead in Toronto last year. So, you know, listen, home ice advantage used to really mean something in the National Hockey League, and it just doesn't seem to be that way anymore. More and more you see the road teams pulling off wins. It might be 500 or, you know, something to that effect. So, you know, the Panthers feel very comfortable playing in Boston. Very few teams do. That's a tough place to play. That used to be a place that the Panthers never, ever, ever won. The Panthers went to Boston year after year after year and got their lunch handed to them. And they've been very good there the last 5, 6, 7 years.
What have you made of the officiating? I know the Bruins fan, it's been nonstop complaining, you know, this entire series. What have you made about the officiating?
Yeah, I think it's been okay. I mean, I think that they were, you know, I think they got both of the goalie interference calls wrong. I think Sam Bennett's goal should have come off the board. And I think the one the other in game five in Sunrise should have come off the board. Those were both, as far as I can tell, goalie interference. But then again, who knows what goalie interference is? That's the new flip the coin call in the NHL. Nobody knows what, you know, it's like in Ted Lasso. It's offsides. You'll know it when you see it. Will you? I don't know. I don't get it, you know, and that's kind of how goalie interference is. I think the officiating's been fine. It hasn't been a difference in this series. There's been a couple calls go against both teams. It all evens out in the wash. I mean, it is what it is.
Low scoring game tonight?
I'm thinking it might be a little bit of a high scoring game. I think that the Panthers are going to come out and they're going to shoot a lot of pucks. You know, we'll see. I mean, the Boston got the most pucks going in the first period and really didn't do a whole lot in the second and third in game five on Tuesday night. So Florida's been doing a real good job suppressing Boston and keeping the Sergei Bobrovsky from having to do too much. And that's good and bad because a lot of times Bob's gone 10, 12 minutes of game time without seeing any kind of action. That's tough on a goaltender. It really is. We'll see what happens tonight, but I think you know that the over under is what, 5.5 locally. I'd take the over on that.
Would it surprise you if the Panthers come out slow again like game five?
It would surprise me because I think that they've had a couple days off. Again, they played pretty well in the second and third periods of game five. They just couldn't get anything past Swayman. They don't want to be in Boston as much as they like being on the road. They would have liked to have had these days off because game one of the Eastern Conference Finals was not going to start until Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever it was. You would have had almost a week off or a full week off maybe between they, you know, and here they are playing. But listen, Paul Maurice yesterday said something very interesting that, you know, he's very philosophical. And as you, you know, you listen to his post-game conferences, he's talking about teams have to go through journeys. And he talked about this last year when you were like, oh, well, you're down 3-1. Well, now we're going to find out how we react to down 3-1. Well, now, you know, you got a chance to eliminate and what we're going to find out how we play when we get the chance to knock somebody out. So he's like, hey, now we know. We had a chance to knock out Boston, didn't do it. How do we react? I want to see that. Maybe that's something that we as a team have to go through for next round or for next whenever. So, hey, he's just figuring it's all according to plan. It is what it is. And, you know, they'll move on down the road.
Sorry to break up the conversation, you guys, but I want to make sure that you got the best homeowners insurance out there. And that's why I direct you to Brunt Insurance. I've been getting my homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance for about 10 years now. And I keep going back. I keep going back. I keep renewing because I know I have the most comprehensive coverage out there. And I'm getting it at the most affordable rate there is. You know, some of you guys, you're listening now on the west coast of Florida. God forbid you got some damage to your home because of the storm yesterday. Brunt Insurance, 954-589-2204, or you go to bruntinsurance.com. And yes, anywhere in Florida, Brunt Insurance has you covered. They have locations all throughout the state. So you could be calling from Pensacola or all the way down to the Keys and beyond. Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, his fully licensed staff, they have the expertise, they have the experience, they know what area you're calling from. So they're going to know exactly what type of coverage you need, what kind of policies you have to make sure you have. Hey, that also includes trailers and motorhomes. Let the team at Brunt Insurance help you learn more about your policy options so you're making an informed decision that's not going to keep you up at night. And you don't even have to own your home. Renter's insurance, condo insurance, all the options out there. It can make your head spin. Brunt Insurance specializes in making the confusing crystal clear. When you call 954-589-2204, you're making the right call. Bruntinsurance.com, the only insurance agency that I'm going to send you to. The Panthers' two previous losses this postseason, they've come back the next game in very big ways.
They've done that a lot. Five, yeah, right. Yeah. Even in the regular
game five,
season.
6-1 against Tampa. Game two this round, 6-1 against Boston. So you feel like they're going to get a good effort tonight.
Oh, for sure. The effort's going to be there. The Panthers are going to bring it. Listen, yes, were they slow? Were they a little sluggish on Tuesday night? Absolutely they were. But a lot of that was predicated by how Boston played. And again, they have all the desperation in the world. Now, you know, listen, they're at home. There's a lot of pressure on Boston. Game three, they got booed off the ice after the first and second period. You know, if they have a rough one here and then the Boston fans turn on them again, I don't know. We'll see. But the Panthers, they're just, you know, hey, they're going. They're on the road. They're getting woken up out of their naps by the, you know, Joe Boston over there, you know, pulling a fire alarm. We'll see what happens.
George, tell everybody how they can continue to follow all your Stanley Cup playoff coverage.
Yeah, check us out, FloridaHockeyNow.com. Follow me on Twitter at George Richards. We've got the Florida Hockey Now YouTube channel that's very popular with the kids. So, yeah, check us out. We'll be at Florida Hockey Now all through this whole thing. And even, you know, we got a Panther story a day during the offseason. But hopefully for the Panthers, that's a long, long way away.
Awesome. Thank you, George. Appreciate you stopping by. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, Zaz. Be good, brother.
Excellent job by George Richards. Help getting us ready for tonight's game. You know what else is also an excellent job? Make sure that you're following one of our great sponsors, Sheets and Giggles, on Twitter. Because tonight, with the Panthers game, my man Colin, he's the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles. When the Panthers win a big game like this, he's been known to put up a sale, a flash sale, a promo code. If you go to SheetsGiggles.com, you're checking out his promo codes on Twitter, at SheetsGiggles, you're going to wind up purchasing the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets out there. Just like the Zaslow family, you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. Bed sheets, blankets, pillowcases, the fitted sheets. I got a comforter. I sleep on a eucalyptus pillow. If you're in need for a new mattress, what better time than now? Mattresses can be expensive. If you've never gone to SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code Zaslow. You'll get 20% off your first order. Think about that. What better time than now to get yourself a brand new mattress when we're going to be able to get you 20% off that mattress? SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow. Make sure you're following tonight at SheetsGiggles on Twitter. Take advantage of any promos or flash sales that pop up there, especially if the Panthers wind up winning tonight. Promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order, SheetsGiggles.com. So, I have a little bit of a problem here. This is my problem. So, game six tonight. All right, everybody knows that. Game seven would be Sunday. Now, game seven's on sale. Tickets are very expensive. Very expensive. But if it's a closeout game, I granted game five was a closeout game too, but if it's a closeout game, and if it's game seven, I feel like I gotta be there, right? So, here's the pickle that I find myself in. Do I wait until after a potential Panther loss tonight when we know that game seven is necessary and buy the tickets? Or do I purchase the tickets now before the game is necessary? I would obviously get my money back if the Panthers win tonight and just advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. But if I buy the tickets now, the price is going to be lower than if the game we know is necessary. So do I buy the tickets now and screw with the hockey gods? Do I mess around with the hockey juju by purchasing Game 7 tickets now before Game 6 because it's a little cheaper? Or do I wait until I know Game 7 is necessary? I don't mess with the hockey gods and I pay, I don't know, maybe significantly more money. Because remember, it's not just me, it's me times three. I got two teenage boys that I got to take to the game with me. I'm afraid to buy the tickets now. I feel like the hockey gods look at that and they say, oh, Zaslow, you don't have any confidence in your team winning game six tonight? Oh, Zaslow, you want game seven? Okay, you want game seven so badly that you're purchasing tickets before you even know if it's necessary? Okay, we'll give you game seven. Here's game seven. I don't want there to be a game seven. If there is game seven, I want to go, but I don't want to go to game seven unless it is a game seven, but I don't want to go to game seven. So I feel like I'm screwing with the hockey gods. I don't want to mess with the juju. Should I buy the tickets now to hedge and potentially save money, or do I leave it alone because I got the confidence that the Panthers are going to end it tonight, and I don't want to screw with the hockey gods? I'm in a little bit of a holding pattern right now. I think I'm holding out. I think I'd rather not screw with the hockey gods and pay more money on the back end. The back end being if the Panthers lose, you know, tonight, 10:30 p.m. I don't think that's going to be the case, but I think I got to wait. I don't like the idea of screwing around with the fate like that. All right. You guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us where we get all of our favorite Florida Panther gear, Caneswear. Caneswear in Davie. You know you get all your Miami Hurricanes gear at Caneswear. That's right. But all of our favorite local South Florida sports teams, Caneswear is the spot. Miami sports fans shop. Stop into Caneswear in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, or shop their entire inventory, caneswear.com. Have your gear delivered right to your doorstep. I did it recently. got a new Florida Panthers shirt, got a new Miami Heat shirt, came right to my door so quick. Canesware.com or stop by 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. So easy to find them. It's those big, bright orange and green letters. You can never miss it. It says Canesware. You drive right into it. You know what I'm talking about. Canesware is the spot, Miami fan shop, where we get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? Let's start out here. So last night, I told you this stat. Third period last night, this is where I learned it. Chris Kreider, he gets the hat trick for the New York Rangers, and Kenny Albert dropped this nugget on it.
March. Chris Kreider with a third period, joining Mark Messier and Wayne Gretzky as the only Rangers who have scored three goals in one period in a playoff game. Some pretty good company. Messier did it in the guarantee game against New Jersey in 94, Gretzky against Florida in 97. Add Chris Kreider to that list.
I mean, that's obviously a big deal. They won the series there in the Eastern Conference Finals, and Chris Kreider has the game of his life there. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? All right, so how about this? David Sampson, he's on the Levitard show yesterday, former Marlins president. And Sampson, I forget even what he was talking about. Oh, it was about the WNBA, TV rights, that kind of deal. And here, he decides to take a shot at Bomani Jones.
See happening right now with the finances of the WNBA.
Right now, the WNBA is in fake it till you make it mode. And the reason I say that is they've got an anchor tenant now. And Caitlin Clark is that anchor tenant. It's like the keystone. The question is, how are you monetizing that? Spending extra money on charter flights, that's more expense. Where is the more revenue coming from? You saw 2.1 million people watch her first game with the Fever. And then you saw a diminution, it was almost like a Bomani Jones situation where a quarter of the people stayed for the second game.
I'm not ready to say big deal or not a big deal, because now you got to listen to this next clip, all right? So Sampson takes a dig at Bomani, I guess, failing with his HBO show. Now these two, they have a history. They don't like each other. So after Sampson takes that dig at Bomani Jones, Levitard, he didn't like it.
Tremendous moment. Thank you, David. Don't do that with Bomani anymore. Thank you.
I'm happy to tell you why, but you never asked.
Well, just don't do it anymore, please.
Well, tell him not to do it anymore, and then I'll stop.
Well, no, I'm telling you not to do it anymore.
No. Okay. I'm allowed to respond, Dan, on the air just like he does.
Get out of here. Thank you.
Happy to get out of here.
All right, so you can tell Sampson, he does not like Bomani. Levitard was very frustrated there. I'm going big deal. You know why I think it's also a big deal? Sampson doesn't like Bomani. Bomani doesn't like Sampson. Fine. Here's the thing that I find funny about David Sampson. And by the way, I like David Sampson. But here's the thing that I find funny about David Sampson. David Sampson's show is called Nothing Personal. Here he's taking something very personal. I don't know. That's weird, right? All right, that's a big deal. Finally, big deal or not a big deal. Last night on Inside the NBA, Ernie Johnson. I mean, what a mensch this guy is. Listen to Ernie talk about this encounter that he had with a fan earlier in the day.
A little shout out, if I could. And kind of, it was this afternoon, met somebody, a guy named Chi from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Chi?
Chi. C-H-I.
Go Hills.
So let me, if you can put the post up there. He drove from North Carolina, from Chapel Hill down here, because he wanted to give this to me. I just happened to see it on X. So I see this post, and I just, where are you? And he said, I'm right around the corner. So we met outside. He gave me this. He's an independent businessman, got this card game called Pickup for kids for ages 8 and above. What he puts in here, he says, we design games that build skills in math, decision making, and critical thinking. Mm. And this is something that he's done on his own. He also gave me.
Where do we get it, Ernie? Where do we get it? Pickup.com?
I'm going to tell you where you're going to get it. And he also made, this is a version of the card. It's really not in the game, but he did this.
For you.
Oh,
Elevator Ernie?
Elevator Ernie. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's smuggling grapes.
So he's, what he's trying to do is teach kids and using basketball as a way to do that. And He has worked so hard on this thing, and Target is going to be carrying this game.
Oh, that's awesome.
Starting,
oh, that's amazing.
Starting in June. So, okay. Gee, it was a pleasure to meet you, and thanks
give
for
me a couple copies.
Thanks for your faith in making that journey, and it was
good
very,
luck, brother.
Very cool.
Good luck with that.
Good
luck, brother.
Happened today, man.
Worth it, Chief.
All right, this is a big deal, but maybe not for the reason that you would expect. I mean, Ernie Johnson is obviously a mensch, but the reason it's a big deal is the NBA, which has become increasingly less and less fan-friendly. They're going to take that show away from us. They're going to take the extra money that NBC Universal is offering for their NBA rights that worked previously on TNT, and they're going to take that show away from us. Inside the NBA is going to end, like I said, an increasingly less and less fan-friendly league, the NBA. Shame on them. That's a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. Get your hats, your t-shirts, everything for all your favorite local sports teams. Caneswear is the spot, South Florida sports fan shop, where we get all of the big deals. Yes! All right. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks to everybody who's hung out with us this week. Thanks to you guys behind the scenes helping to put together another great show as always. Can't do it. Can't put this show together without all your hard work. I appreciate it. I'm on ESPN Radio tomorrow. Tomorrow we are on. What time am I on tomorrow? Let me see real quick. Hold on. Everybody get crazy. Yeah, 1 p.m. tomorrow doing game day, and 1 p.m. on Sunday also doing game day. All right. So you guys should hang out with me tomorrow on ESPN Radio and then also on Sunday, both at 1 p.m. I hope you guys hang out. And yeah, we'll have a lot of fun. But on Monday, we'll have another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.